President Biden spoke to the country in his first primetime national address yesterday, and joining us on the KSRO live line is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
So we expected that the president would actually sign the American Rescue Plan today, not yesterday. Why was that change made?
They said they got the bill the night before, and they were able to, you know, do the processing that has to happen, and they didn't want to waste any time. So the president yesterday was kind of a little fanfare, just in the Oval Office, signing that bill. And then today in the Rose Garden, there will be the big victory lap, the president inviting Democratic lawmakers down to the White House for a kind of like an unofficial signing ceremony. He's already signed it. It is now law, but they're going to certainly tout the effects that this legislation will have. And it's a chance to thank Democratic lawmakers for the president to do that in order to thank them for getting it across the finish line.
Now, tell us about the president's speech yesterday.
The president last night delivered his first primetime address, and it was part reflection on this past year and the challenges that Americans have faced. The president said, "We all lost something," talking about the collective suffering, as he put it, that Americans have endured. He also gave a roadmap to getting back to normal and a couple key dates that he outlined that were new yesterday. The president says he is directing all 50 states to make all adults eligible for the vaccine by May 1st. Now, this does not mean everybody will be able to get their shot by May 1st, just that they should be able to get into the system, register, and have clarity on the timeline of when they will get their shot. This is significant because it shows that the Biden team is very confident that the supply is going to ramp up considerably over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Remember, he has said that by the end of May, there will be enough supply for all U.S. adults. And he reiterated that again last night. Hmm. This means that they're feeling good about where things might be by the beginning of May, so that at least you could sign up and know how many weeks it's going to take for your first shot.
Right. And he also mentioned setting up like a national website to sign up for vaccines.
Yeah, and it's going to take some time to do that. They want to get this up and running by May 1st, because certainly expecting there's going to be a flood to the systems all across the country as you get down to the last tiers of eligibility, you know, because right now you've got older people, essential frontline workers, people with medical conditions. Mm-hmm. When you start getting to just average healthy Americans over the age of 18, it's going to be really massive. So they want to be able to help people. So you're not scrambling to sign up on multiple different sites. They're going to set up a vaccine finder to help people figure out where to get appointments once you're into the system.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then you said that there was a second date that the president mentioned in his speech.
July 4th. That's what the president said last night. Could be the time where Americans may be free to celebrate together in small groups. Now, let's look at the reality. Last July 4th, certainly people were still doing this, and that's why public health officials were issuing all those warnings last summer, and why we saw spikes during the summer. Mm-hmm. But what the president is saying is that by July 4th, the number of Americans vaccinated will give public health officials the comfort level to say, yeah, start having those barbecues, start hanging out with friends and family in the neighborhood. He's not talking about mass gatherings, you know, tens of thousands of people on the National Mall to watch fireworks. No, not yet. Mm-hmm. But he said last night we should be celebrating not just our independence as a nation, but our independence from the coronavirus.
And is some of this sort of dovetailing with the CDC guidelines for people who've been vaccinated sort of makes sense with that these things should be allowable?
Essentially, that's still to come. And he said that the administration, the CDC, will be giving out those details in the coming months. In the coming weeks, he says there will be further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated. He says to lessen the confusion and to keep people safe and to encourage more people to get vaccinated. Because if you hear, if you get vaccinated, you can do X, Y, and Z, maybe that pushes people off the sidelines and makes them get a shot. There was confusion, or, you know, maybe more questions earlier this week when the CDC put those guidelines out, which were very good news for grandparents, families who haven't seen each other. But people were saying, you know, you need a little bit more than that. Like, what else can people do? And the White House, I pushed them on this on Tuesday, said that those guidelines were meant for private homes, socializing with, you know, family units in private homes and other, you know, neighbors who've also been vaccinated, small groups at home. But they do want to get out soon. the guidance on travel. If you've been fully vaccinated, right. They're saying right now, don't do any travel because we don't want to see any surges. But that's confusing to people. Like, if I can gather and I've been vaccinated, why can't I get on a plane to go see other family members? So stay tuned. Coming weeks, there should be some more clarity on this.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks so much, Karen.
Have a great day. Thanks.
That is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers.